have a history of being oblivious to entreaty. They were entreated to understand the context of suffering, why they were suffering, because God was bringing them to perfection. It's God's plan to perfect many sons, bring them to glory, and he perfects them in the same way he perfected his own son, that is, through trial, through suffering. None of us like it, and we're not expected to like it. It doesn't seem pleasant at the time. We're going to get into that verse coming up here on the Martin Zunder Show. Hi, everybody. This is Martin Zunder of the Martin Zunder Show, and we are talking about the discipline of God, and he brings it to you as to sons. My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, Hebrews 12:5, nor yet faint when being exposed by him. This is a hard thing. He's going to expose you to yourself. He's going to show you things about you that you might not like. And the beauty of this is, doesn't seem very beauteous, is that you don't have to fix yourself. He's just going to expose yourself to yourself. Then you're going to throw up your hands and say, I can't help it. And God's going to say, that's correct. And then he's going to say, I want you to relax. Just want you to be aware of this. Give it to me. And then the Spirit of God will work its magic way, and you will be given a spirit of love, a spirit of joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, meekness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruit of the Spirit. You can pray for them. Yes, ask God to give you more fruit. And when he exposes you, and when you see what a rotten person you really are, you don't want to despair. Don't despair. Just give it to God then and go on your merry way. You can be exposed and go away whistling. That's right. God can put his finger on something. He can bring you to a trial. He did this with Job. Job saw who he was. Job saw that he was a self-righteous person. Job thought that because he did everything right, God liked him. Job found out that suffering has nothing to do with you doing everything right or not doing everything right. That's what Christianity tells you. That's what Job's friends told him. If you're suffering, you must be doing something wrong. That's not true. You're suffering because God is purposely bringing you into trial to teach you something about yourself, to teach you something about him. What did Job learn about him? He learned a lot about him. That's what. I'm going to tell you more about that as we get into these verses. Now, verse 7, for discipline are you enduring as to sons, God is bringing it to you, sons and daughters, for what son is there whom the father is not disciplining? Now, if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, consequently you are bastards and not sons. If you're not being disciplined by the Lord, you're not one of his. This is a serious business, because you know, you look at a lot of people in the world and you envy them, because everything seems to go right for some people, right? They get all the luck. Isn't that the phrase we use? That guy's got all the luck. He's got a wonderful this, a wonderful that. He's got a new car. He's handsome. She's beautiful. He's smarter. She's more charming. Whatever, whatever. Nothing ever happens to him, to them. You know, they're little pink and blue babies come home from the hospital bouncing and sparkling, and they're cute and they have chubby cheeks and you just want to pinch them. And your baby might be ugly, or you might be going through an employment crisis, or you might be going through a health crisis and you wonder, why is this happening to me? Everybody else has it easy. Well, here's the reason. If you are without discipline, then you're not a son of God. There's a reason you're going through this. He's actually caring for you, because you either suffer now or you suffer later. That's right. I'm in a series on the book of Romans, my newsletter, the ZWTF, and we're going to be talking about the indignation, fury, and affliction that those who don't know God now will be suffering at the great white throne. They're going to be saved. Not saying they're not going to be saved. I'm just saying that you either suffer now or you suffer later. Suffer now as sons. Some people are just coasting through life and they have it easy. That means God's not working with them now. So let this be a comfort to you. God is working with you now. And through trial, we come to realizations. We realize things about God. We become Well, we become actually more patient with others as we realize our own failings. This is a tough thing to see. I see it in myself all the time. So the result here, verse 9, therefore, indeed, we had the fathers of our flesh as discipliners, and we respected them. Well, obviously, this is a bygone day, because today, very few people respect the discipline of their fathers. In fact, very few parents discipline their children. And I think that the result of this is practical anarchy. Kids are disrespectful of parents. They're disrespectful of adults, and it's because their own parents don't discipline them. We're talking about bodily discipline. Spare the rod, spoil the child. I've heard Christian psychologists say that this rod here is a gentle nudge. It's not the rod that we actually think it is, like a stick. Yes, it is. It's a stick. And I disciplined my children with pain. I spanked them. But I talked to them about it. And it hurt me more than it hurt them. I said that and I meant it. It really did. I hated doing it, but it was important. And it taught them lessons. What son is the father not disciplining? If you hate your kids, then don't discipline them. Let them do whatever they want. Let them eat Pop-Tarts 24 hours a day. Let them eat Hershey bars for breakfast. Let them go to bed whenever they want. Let them have the run of the house. Let them be wild Indians out in public. If you don't love them. If you do love them, you're going to discipline them. Love is tough. And this is what he's telling us in verse 10. Indeed, our fathers disciplined us for a few days as it seemed best to them, yet that one for our expedience, for us to be partaking of his holiness. Our earthly fathers discipline us to get us to toe the line, to get us to be good citizens, to get us to do our homework, to get us to eat the right foods and do what we said. But Christ disciplines us, our Father disciplines us, so we can partake of his holiness, so we can become qualified to rule and reign among the celestials. It's for a grander purpose. So if we endure the discipline of our parents, how much rather should we endure the discipline of God? They disciplined us, our fathers, for a few days. God does it for the eons. Now, here's the truest thing I ever heard besides death and taxes. Verse 11. Now, all discipline indeed for the present is not seeming to be a thing of joy, but of sorrow. And that's true. And so we're not telling anyone that they're supposed to be happy. There's this one guy I used to know back in Greenwich, Ohio. He was one of these Christians that everything was happy. He was always had a smile on his face. And he said, and he was just this artificial sheen of, I'm in a wonderful place and everything's good and peachy and keen and happy. And his dog might've just died. That's wonderful. Isn't it wonderful? My dog just died. It's good. Everything's good. No, there's tears, there's pain, there's suffering, there's anguish. Don't deny it. That's what I'm telling you. It doesn't seem to be a thing of pleasure or of joy, and it's not. It's sorrowful. But that doesn't mean that even while you're crying, it doesn't mean you don't know that it's going to work for your good. So you can cry, and you can even complain to God, Job did, about your trial, but subsequently, in other words, after you've been through it, and mothers, you know this from childbirth, let's just substitute labor, child labor, for the discipline. Now, all child labor. Now, that makes you think of child labor laws. Let's put it this way. All labor pains in childbirth, indeed, for the present, is not seeming to be a thing of joy, but of sorrow. Yet subsequently, that is, after the birth pangs are through, it is rendering the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those exercised through it. So, in the case of childbirth, the fruit is the child. Subsequently, the pains of childbirth produce, render a peaceable fruit of righteousness, namely the baby. And when you see the baby, moms, I understand this. I saw it. I witnessed it with my own wife. When the baby comes out, you forget. Maybe not right away, but all of a sudden that pain and anguish you went through doesn't seem so bad in light of the baby you're holding. Well, God is bringing us amazing fruit. He's bringing us into an amazing place, and when we get there, and when we see our destiny, when we taste it, touch it, stand there, We are going to justify God for everything he brought upon us. He is going to look like a genius for bringing us the discipline that he did. And it's not without measure. It's not rabid. It's in control. When I disciplined my sons, I was in control. I was never angry at them, ever. I see these mothers in the grocery stores yanking their kids' arms. You get over there. No, young man. And then they just wail on them like lunatics. We're not talking about that kind of discipline. And this sure isn't God's kind of discipline. It's controlled. Every single minute of it is placed upon you. This is going to seem unbelievable to you, but I'm going to say it anyway. God brings his discipline upon you as with an eyedropper. You're getting eyedropper discipline. One drop at a time, only as much as you need. I know it seems extravagant, and I know it seems I can't take any more, but he will not try you above what you're able. He will not discipline you above what you're able, but will give you the sequel. And if you do end up killing yourself, you're not reading the sequel. It's not, God will be saying, look, the sequel is in the scriptures. You're becoming sons. You're going to be seated at the right hand of God. You're going to be ruling the universe. You're going to be seeing God, seeing him, not just hearing about him. That was Job's issue. I see I'm running out of time, so I'm going to talk about Job on Monday. And I'm going to read some great passages from A.E. Knox Concordant Commentary on this section of Hebrews concerning discipline. I don't want to race through here because this is so practical. We're going through this every day, and we need practical help to get through it. We need each other, and we need to know what God has to say about it. Then we will have that amazing gift called perspective.